What you doing? I'm the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junshi Expo Nohiko Kurozono, Chapter 23, Across 3 Years. This chapter came out on September 10th, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. Overall, and I'm saying this kind of lightly, there's not too much that actually happens story-wise with the storytelling, but there is a lot of showing some really cool and important changes, moments of what's going on in the world now. And to start off, there's just a cool double title page, which I feel like you don't see too often in series that are already going. Usually, double title page is reserved for, like, beginning of the series or special color pages. No, here's just one, and it's a cool moment, because it's Bagodao Shishun about to face some ancient god Yangshi with thunder on it. Maybe some kind of ancient thunder god. We don't know. But we do learn a little bit of information that they were apparently only able to release one of these without Lady Jiraiya's. So there could be even more. For now, there's only this one, and it looks like it's probably going to be really powerful if they really feel like they only need one and they're going to have to get everyone together. Ooh, it could be bad, or they still could catch Lady Jiraiya and release the rest. We don't know. A lot of people may be thinking the series is coming on close. It could also just be beginning for real now, because I feel like I've said this so many times. Time skip doesn't mean the series is coming in. It just means it's about to get even longer. Look at every other series. Most series with time skip, the second half is even longer than the first. So, I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, this short moment, literally really short, cuts to the Eastern Capital, and we see Emperor On. I think there was one mention of Emperor once before, but yeah, we finally see, like, I guess the person in charge of this whole country, and of course, just from this brief look, he seems like he's going to be like a typical corrupt emperor, because someone comes, tells him that Huixing fell, some village or town, to the Wudo Jiadao, and in response, the emperor, kind of badass, and completely naked too, comes, cuts his lower jaw off, that, and then like, just shits on the Daoshi for letting all these Jiangshi take over when it's their job. Really quick scene, and it really just goes to show you like how brutal of an emperor he is. He may actually be strong. A lot of times I feel like we see emperors and people in this position, they just seem like a little weakling to shouldn't be in power to begin with. This one may actually have some kind of power. Has a symbol on his head, so he could be something. Almost, there's like one little panel that makes him almost look like a Jiangshi, but I don't know, literally really short. Then we cut to a battlefield, his shoulder is just losing terribly to Jiangshi, and there's a cool spread of this too, but it's so short because then it cut a lot of just cutting. It's like a montage of stuff, but this is the last bit. It cuts to a remote village, there's a woman and two kids about to get attacked by some Jiangshi, and then someone uses this technique called Jinli, the golden carp, and then someone else uses a technique called Wu Yan, a vortex flame, and ta-da! Jinli and Chao Yun have appeared looking a lot cooler, especially Jinli. Damn, for real? Jinli was already kind of being my favorite. I did not expect this kind of change. She looks like a completely different person. Damn. But also, before their attacks, they say Bagua, and which is something, you know, I noticed other Bagua Daoshi doing. So are they Bagua Daoshi now? Because that means there would be 8 of them. Does that mean others have died, retired, or is it doing that kind of like, it's like representing the Bagua Daoshi you're following, I guess. But I don't remember if Fang Ling ever said that before her attacks too, so I'm not sure what's going on. It's hard to imagine they're actually Bagua Daoshi, but I guess something weird like that could get pulled. It may also just be like, oh, they trained another one, now they say it before their attacks, kind of like a representing kind of deal, whatever. And then that's not it. Just when a third order shows up and is about to attack, there's another attack that wipes this one out, and who else would it be but Xiaohu? Actually, did he ever show up? I don't know if his little pet friend was there too. I don't remember. I would have to look back again. But he may have been there. Mainly it's Zhao Hu, easily takes out, and then declares that it is time to take back Xinjiang Village, and then it ends with a to be continued. Honestly, it was a really cool chapter. Like I said, story-wise, there wasn't really much there. You get to see some really important stuff, but you really only get to see a glimpse of it. It was a really quick montage, but really cool, kind of exciting, and dude, their designs, especially Julia Liu, like, this is probably one of the coolest series I've seen with, like, a time skip, and then the characters come back, and they really are, they just seem like different people, especially Julia Liu. Zhao Hu, actually not that much. Chao Yun, there's a good bit, but now I really wish we saw more times, but now that I think about it, if we would saw them keep progressing, like, more chapters of the time skip, I guess it would be less of a shock or surprise and excitement for when we see these redesigns. So maybe that was a good thing, but you know, as much as I hate flashbacks, like a lot of them, I want to see, like, how Julia Liu and Chao Yun got like this. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of flashbacks. Honestly, I don't care that much about Zhao Hu and what he was doing, because we saw more of him. A really cool chapter, though. Really exciting stuff. I'm really looking forward to see what's going to happen next. Like I said, I don't think it's almost over. If anything, there will be at least double the chapters, I feel like. Or at least hope so. But that's all that really happens. The last thing I guess I can talk about is the title. It doesn't make too much sense. It says across 3 years, but it's not like we're seeing. Everything we see seems to be happening, like, right now. Like, right at this moment. Not across 3 years. Maybe after 3 years, that would have been a better title. Definitely would have been a better title, but I don't know, whatever. But let's talk more about this, because there's a lot we can get just from these little glimpses, like, what, like, four different scenes, kind of? So, plenty to talk about, plenty to look forward to. It really is just like a taste of what's to come, and it's exciting. I'm really hyped for this now. Oh, anyway, before I keep rambling on, just fanning over it, let's just talk more. You can leave a comment, you can follow me on social media, The AC Stories, email me at theacstories@gmail.com, or join my Discord little group there, or, hey, also have a Ko-fi, a $1, $2 tier. $1 gets you a shout-out and access to a special Discord channel, and then $2 gets you my notes for when I do all this stuff, plus little bloopers or abandoned things. But yeah, if you want to do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Links to everything I just mentioned will be in the description. But if you like what I said, go and give a like. You want to easily keep up with me, go and subscribe. But that's all I have to say about this chapter of Junction X. Until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.